greeting from the Korean Bible Chapel from Seattle. And also, we have a small Indian community in Bellevue. I bring greetings from them. And I came here for the purpose of seeing my grandkids get baptized. I'm the father of Enoch Moses, and his two kids are being baptized today. I came before also for Tabitha's birthday. I'm sorry, baptism day. And I want to really thank the Lord for this opportunity. And last year we were in India between October and November. We had a wonderful ministry speaking in various universities. And also amongst brethren and fellowships. We had a wonderful time. Because of Indian government is absolutely pro-Hindu. They are putting lots of stumbling blocks for us to really preach the gospel with a good Give that country in your prayers. We want something to be changed there. It is an utter darkness. We want to really pray for India. God's mercies are there. Today I want to speak on something which I hold very close to me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 18. For preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Loving and Heavenly Father, indeed, you came into this world. What we saw, what we heard, to save the lost sinners. Oh Lord, we want to thank you for seeking us and saving us. As we are gathered here, as the children bought by your blood, oh Lord, we want to really thank you for bringing us out of the mighty clay, putting us on the solid rock. Really be thankful. Oh Lord, I really want to thank you. Lord, we completely as we meditate your words, speak to us from thy throne. We ask all these in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What is cross? Cross is an instrument of death. But the verse here says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. Because Christ hung on the cross, the whole concept of cross had been changed. It had become an instrument of death to something for which we should be thankful to. Zechariah chapter 12. Verse 10, please. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that he is in bitterness for his firstborn. Those who pierced him, they looked upon him. That's really great. You pierce somebody and you look upon him. Because the power of the cross is beyond anybody's comprehension. What is cross? Psalm 85, please. Verses 10 and 11. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall seek down, shall look down from heaven. That is how it was transposed from the instrument of death to mercy, peace, righteousness, and truth. That's because of one person on the cross. So what message can we preach about the cross? That the Savior is hanging on the cross. Look at him and you'll be seen. What is the purpose of this cross? You know, cross is very commonly found on the ladies' wear, people wear. And on the cross, rear view mirror, you find crosses. I was thinking, if it is an instrument of death, how could you hold it so powerful that you want to display that I have a cross on me? You want to display in your car that there is a cross? But Lord had purposed it in such a way that it has to be crossed. Or else, how can the message can go out? Cross on a faraway hill, that's what we see. So if you look at the Epistle of Paul to Galatians, there are 6 chapters. I will try to surmise, God willing, what message of cross Paul was trying to convey to this church. I really love the epistles of Paul. It will touch your inner being about yourself and Christ and how Paul considered himself to be a blasphemer. Chapter 1, verse 13. He was transformed into somebody who cherished to be with God. Are you like that? Have you understood the gravity of the Lord's death on the cross? Because it brings message to you. Message of cross. 1 Corinthians we read, chapter 1, verse 15, 18. For those who are perishing, that is foolishness. Of course, it is foolishness. For those we preach cross, Christ, and his redeeming power, it will be a mockery. But for those who are saved, we can see it is the power of God. What message can we bring of this cross to the people? Galatians chapter 1. Verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father? Where did he give himself for us? He gave himself for us on the cross. That's why a message could be said it is a cross of substitution. Instead of us going on to the cross to die, he went on our behalf. Substitution is not easy to die for people who want to go to die. Yeah, I'm willing to go to die. Nobody would say. It is only merciful God who sent his only Son to die. Romans chapter 5. Please, we all meditate on this many numerous times. Verse 6. from fire, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is the love of substitution. Cross of substitution is what we deserve, and the Lord received. It's wonderful to read those parables from Luke chapter 15. Lost sheep, lost coin, lost child. There's a great lesson we can learn from these parables. Basic fact is, do the people know that they are lost? God came himself to die for us, to become a substitution for ourselves. There is no more love I can really imagine beyond this. We try to satisfy kids for Christmas giving gifts. That's temporary. They buy and they throw. But giving life is beyond anybody's understanding. Why should he come and die for us? Because the message we bring, this cross is responsible for you, brought from death unto life. This is the message of cross. Preaching of cross is for those who are saved. It is the power of God. This cross of substitution. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is called cross of transformation. How do you live? Are you living your life now? God redeemed you from death to life. Now how do you live? Great example, Paul cites. I was once a blasphemer. Now who am I? Praise the Lord. Christ liveth in me. Do we live that way? It is the cross which brought about this change. He died for me on the cross. Cross of transformation. Transforms you completely. Once upon a time, we were nobody, living our own life. He brought us into his marvelous life. And now we know where we are. Wonderful. That like the lost silver coin. Unless there is light, it will not shine. That's how the lady had found the coin. The light is important in our life. We would know what defects we have. Christ is the light of the world. But he died for your sake and for my sake on the cross, so that our lives could be transformed. In a way, we can be proud to be presented faultless in the presence of the Lord, the Father. Really, I'm so thankful. I have seen changed lives in many, many people I came to know of. That transformation I cannot even fathom. Romans 1:16 says, for the preaching of gospel is the power of God. We himself. Preaching of cross is for those who are saved, it's the power of God. Preaching gospel is the power of God. What does it do? It transforms you into a person presentable to the Father. What a merciful God we have. That's what is called the cross. The power which we enjoy in our lives. Cross, the death on the cross was very poor. Two hands pierced by nails on the cross, I believe, pierced his feet. He was hanging on the cross, bleeding. And people surrounding the cross were mocking, except a few who were crying. Because they knew the person of whom they believed was dying. But after the transformation of the Lord from death to life, we saw new life. That the Lord came here for a purpose. He enjoyed his peace with tax collectors and sinners. And that is allowed. Humanly, we refrain from going into those companies. But Lord, out of his mercy, he had recognized who they would be once they realized, after seeing the power of cross, that they would be transformed. Just by visit, the tax collector became a changed person, Zacchaeus. He was wretched. He was collecting all the money, legal and illegal. But the Lord came in, he was transformed. He said, Lord, I give back whatever I earned. Twice, four times. That is what is needed in our lives. God became a substitution for us. He gave us life, or you transformed. That is the message from Galatians we see. That Paul wrote with a purpose of who they were and how they can be. Cross is not something you can take as easy. Cross is something Lord had to suffer through so that we may have life. Galatians chapter 3. This is the theme of today. Verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He became a redeemer. It's called cross of redemption. It's a very strange thing you have to understand about the redemption. Redemption is something you compare with the slave market. Of somebody who is to be sold. The situation of the slave will not change. If some owner sells the slave to somebody else, that person continues to be a slave. There is no relief. But ownership changes hands. Right? But when the new buyer buys the slave and he says, now go, you are free. That is called redemption. You no more are a slave to the person who sold you, but you are a free person. Christ has bought us from the sin, the Satan, who was holding us completely in his grips. had a Bible studies in my office, and I had one brother come every Friday, and his dilemma was, every weekend, whatever I read upon, I lose. I become the worldly man again. What can I counsel him? That he was still under the grip of that worldly things. Christ has given his life to redeem us. Cognizantly, we have to come to him. Walk according to his ways. Then only there is a way you can see the advantage of being redeemed. What's the point in living the same old life? You are being redeemed. What does it say? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being very cursed for us. It is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He became a cursed for us on the cross. We are redeemed. Redemption is very important. Start changing hands from one owner to the other. You are going free. Going free is something slaves may not understand if they are not free for life. The Lord has been merciful to me. He caught me when I was 24 years old. I did not know that I was in a bondage. The Lord caught me and brought me into his home. That is where I can enjoy the redemption. My life has changed, transformed. Now I realize that I am continually enjoying his redemption. I am a free person, far away from the clutches of being entangled with his word. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That is where you can be out of the clutches of the world. Then, you don't realize, like that one sheep which was lost. Maybe it was still thinking that it is still in the fold of the Lord, and then now the shepherd, and he will find it. That's interesting to see. John chapter 10, he says, sheep, hear my voice. My sheep, hear my voice. So he must have gone in search of that sheep. He's calling out now. If anyone of us has not received the Lord as a Savior, listen to his voice. What about Elijah? When he was angry with the tree, he ran away. After seeing the miracle of God, when the water he poured onto that sacrificial bowl, the fire came down from heaven, still he ran away. He ran away and he was hiding. He said, what is this for me? I want to die. And the Lord spoke to him in a strange way. Big storm, big thunder, big wind. And the Lord spoke in a still small voice. He is talking to you today. He speaks. You listen. Speak. Listen, then you'll be out of the clutches of the world. Then you will enjoy the redemption of the Lord. why he went to the cross, to redeem us from our old life. Christian under the law. Galatians chapter 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Cross of adoption. It's all in going in transformation each level. First, he became a substitution. Then he transformed us. He redeemed us. Now he says, you are my child. Cross of adoption. It's a very great status we can achieve. I used to go and work fellowship in a brotherhood assembly in Sioux City, Iowa. There, one elder. He adopted two African American kids. Of course, his family was all, he's all white. And he had his children growing. And there was a time to take a family picture. The cameraman put his camera, and it was old time, I believe. And these kids were getting into the family photo. And the photographer says, "Don't let me be away, it's not your picture." And the father said, No, they are my children. I have adopted them. They have equal rights as my kids." What a change of status. World may not acknowledge, but the Lord says, "I have adopted you." Adoption is a change of status totally. You become of somebody. Lord said, "Come, my children, and I am here with you. You are my children." Really, what a merciful God we have. We have to undergo the suffering in the cross to make us adopted children. I cannot fathom that love. Love, God's love is beyond our mission. But I am thankful that the Lord had caught me and saved me. So he would, you, if you don't know him as a Savior yet. Cross of adoption. So these children, I have seen them progress. And now I think they are almost reaching 6'5", 6'6", two boys playing basketball. But they are very proud. They say we belong to a family. Once upon a time we were lost. And now we have a family to talk about. This is a family for me. Wherever we go, to preach gospel, that is the family for us. That fellowship you will never see anywhere. Loving each other. A complete family. Languages may be different. Skin of color may be different. But we love the Lord. We are adopted into His family. It is all possible because of the cross on which Christ hung himself. Chapter 5. Verse fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. It's called cross of liberation. Cross of adoption gives you a status. Cross of liberation gives you the way you can act on your own choice. Do you know the Lord? Then you act accordingly. Knowing the Lord is important. Then what happens? When you are in liberty, you want to go and preach the gospel to others. That's what the Lord desires of you, not sitting in a place. Preach the gospel. Go into the whole world. You are at liberty to go wherever you want. Bring the word of the Lord to the world. Important. I think this fellowship supports a lot of missionaries. Really wonderful. They have gone to preach the gospel. Preaching gospel is very important. You can't sit at home. You can preach anywhere you want. In Seattle, we have started an Indian mission. Our desire is to bring gospel to the whole metro Seattle. What do we do? We go every alternate Saturdays to the apartments, knock on the doors. When they open, we give gospel. So the seed, how it grows, is left to the Lord. Then every Christmas, we go on carols, singing to all the strange Hindu neighborhoods. Give them gospel. We use Christmas and Easter to preach gospel. Preaching gospel is very important. We saw it's the power of God. We are at liberty to reach wherever we could. So it's called cross of liberation. I am thankful to the Lord that we have motivated people in Seattle. Who do that thing? They go in teams and they work. We started with 7 people in 2009. Now we have about 100 plus. And our only motive is to preach gospel to the people in the Middle East. And Lord had shown great reasons for us. Keep them in your prayers. Keep our Indian mission work in prayers. Lord has been working despite a lot of difficulties in India. Our people have grown stronger. And because of the caste system in India, we had to build the fellowship halls because people of one caste don't sit with other caste. So we have to bring all of them together under one roof in a different place. Keep them in your prayers. 8 evangelists work there. They have been working since 1999. 2000 we have established the mission work. 100 or 15,000 plus people sent to the world. In these almost 20 years. We baptized many. Last year, we baptized about 16 people. All were educated. That's a good thing which I saw before. I never saw it. Mostly we baptized tribal people with the farmers. But this time, educated young children. They are going to colleges. Because they will go and preach gospel to us. Now lastly, chapter 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I am to the world. Cross of separation. Lord showed his way that he is different. He was different from what the crowd thought he would be. Being a righteous man, he's having fellowship with taxpayers, tax collectors, and sinners. Different. But here he says, Paul writes to Galatians, I am thankful to the Lord on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. If the world sees you crucified, what they will say? That's what you should be. A different one. Strange one for the world. Not of its own. That's why I want a fellowship wherever I go. The people who are like me. Who love the Lord. Who give credence and importance to the Lord. That's where you find yourself. So we have seen 6 chapters of Galatians, and their cross is depicted in a beautiful way. The message of cross, the foolishness to those who perish, but for those of us who are saved, being saved, it is the power of God. That's what the cross is for. We cherish the cross. The person on it is an embodiment of righteousness, mercy, love, and peace. Do you know him? Do you know him as a Savior? Do you know him as your Redeemer? If so, then the Lord wants you to work for him. Go. Preach gospel. Bring many more to the Lord. That's what the desire of the Lord is. May God bless you. Let's pray. Loving and Heavenly Father, wonder-working God, we thank you for the wonderful time you gave us to meditate on the cross because of your body hanging on the cross, oh Lord. It had its own power of the message. Oh Lord, as we meditated on your cross in various ways from the epistle of Paul to Galatians, oh Lord, be with us, enable us to understand in more detailedly. Oh Lord, be with each one here, the fellowship. Oh Lord, give us the heart to pray for them. We pray for those who are sick. Oh Lord, touch them, heal them, guide them, enable that instrument to be an instrument for them to preach the gospel to others. Oh Lord, be with us as we depart to our places, and also in the evening baptisms. Oh Lord, as the children are ready to testify in the waters of baptism about your mercies and your saving grace, oh Lord, we want to thank you for the children who have committed. Oh Lord, we pray for each one here. Oh Lord, if any one of us has not known you as a personal Savior, oh Lord, come.